Time to jump across the Tasman now, talk to Kerri-Anne Walsh, our Canberra correspondent. Kia ora, Kerri-Anne.
Good morning.
Now, an interesting story developed with Brian Houston, who is the religious mentor of Scott Morrison. Tell us about that.
Brian Houston is one of the founders of the mega church Hillsong. They're a New Zealand family. His father, Frank, was operating in New Zealand. Pentecostal churches in New Zealand shifted across in the 70s to Australia. And together they have set up, they set up a highly successful string of Pentecostal churches, which is now overseas and in many countries overseas. It's one of the most, it's one of the largest Pentecostal churches now in the world. It's a franchise, basically.
Sure.
Frank Houston, who's the dad, was found to have committed serial offences against children. He died in 2004. It's alleged that he confessed to his son, Brian, about his crimes. Brian Houston reported him to the Assemblies of God board or executive, excommunicated him, if you can, from a Pentecostal church, but didn't inform on him to the police because he claimed that his victim said he didn't want him to. So that's where it stands. It's been under investigation by the New South Wales Police for 2 or 3 years, and they've now found that he concealed the child sex crimes of his father. It's an enormous story here because of his relationship with Scott Morrison, which is a very long-standing one.
Yes, they're close. So what has been Scott Morrison's reaction? Has he commented on this yet?
No, he hasn't. He's done his usual, which is I will not be commenting because it's before the courts. He has a variety of ways to not comment on things. It's either it's before the courts, or it's a matter of national secrecy, or it's before cabinet or whatever. So now it's with the police, and it's a police matter, so he won't be commenting. You know, it hasn't stopped him in the past, but it is stopping him now. Brian Houston was singled out in Scott Morrison's maiden speech as somebody who was one of the greatest influences on his life. He tried to get him into the White House as a VIP guest in 2019 when he was under investigation by the police, and the White House security knocked him back, so he was not on the list. So there are many questions for Scott Morrison to answer here.
Yes, and obviously, just on the issue of COVID-19, disappointing, alarming news last night, Victoria back into lockdown, that is a big blow, but boy, they don't muck around in Victoria, do they?
No, 6 cases yesterday, but actually 8, 2 of those, 2 will be announced today as part of the formal tally. I mean, that's an extraordinary thing to lock up the entire state, but they say, look, we've done this in the past, we need to do it again. It's the way we contain it. We cannot go into another 4-month lockdown. Well, actually, they had 2 bouts of a 3-month and a 4-month last year. And they're only 1.5 weeks out of lockdown and they're back into it. So, oh, wow. We've got 3 of the biggest states in Australia now in hard lockdown. And the ACT here is sitting right in the middle of them. So,
the ring of steel.
A ring of steel, please.
Kerri-Anne Walsh, thank you very much. That's us for the week.